Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or just to comment, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and find me under @DavidDundee on most social media channels. And of course, find the podcast on fmr.co.za. This last week, I found myself in a huge and premium German electric SUV, top of the line stuff, you know, all the bells and some whistles too. The odd thing was I kept comparing this multi-million rand offering to Volvo's second smallest electric SUV, the Volvo XC40 Twin. Not on space and packaging, mind you, size is size. But if you're in the market for an electric, you should be and will be if you're A, a city dweller, and B, have access to a solar installation. The compact SUV from Volvo is a winner. It's spacious. It has handsome Volvo looks, minimalist, clean, unfussy design. The toys are all there. 360-degree cameras, adaptive cruise control, lane keeping, cross-traffic alert, auto braking, collision avoidance, the lot. It's got like an Android system that works natively. You don't even need to connect your phone, but of course you have CarPlay and Android and all those kind of toys, and the heated seats. It really is fully spec'd. The dash has a sort of contour map texture, which is understated and luxurious and very good looking. But this isn't the feature. The feature is that at night, those contours glow. Not in a teenage pad kind of LED way, just elegantly. It really has to be seen. Now to the performance. The ride is unfussy. And what I mean to say about that, it's excellent to the point of unnoticeable. Of course, being electric, it's quiet and comfortable and all those kind of things. Now, 0 to 100 is 4.9 seconds. Let me put that in perspective. That was supercar territory mere few decades ago, but well into the modern sports car levels of acceleration. And of course, 300 kilowatts will do that for you. Charging, and this is quick charging, from 10 to 80% on a fast charger would only take 37 minutes. And it has a range that should get well over 350 kilometers with the performance driving that I was doing, and closer to 450 kilometers in perfect conditions. The electricity usage is around 25 kilowatts per 100 kilometers, so around 77 rand per 100 kilometers. So at current fuel equivalents, that would be about 3.3 liters per 100 kilometers. For this kind of performance, that's electrics for you. Now, for all this luxury, safety, frugality, and elegance, one has to pay. And for that, you're in for a bill of 1.28 million rand. But what a drive the Volvo XC40 Twin is. That's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And you can find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDundee, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.